producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We actually were on the road yesterday out in the Chicago area doing what we do. We're about the work of the Lord's hands here, doing what we do to His glory and the best that we can and leaving the results up to Him. But aside of that, we're back today ready to rock the show. So welcome. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1, double E. You can also check our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we are booked out for the next 3 months. And if you'd like to book us after the third month from where we're at today, the present, you may do so. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, what we're going to talk about today is close your eyes to reason and walk by faith, because that's how you walk by faith. We walk not by faith, or not by sight, but we walk by faith. But before we get to that, folks, what I'd like to do is I'd like to get over to some of the highlights concerning CNN. All 2 million viewers, folks, by the way, that's their numbers on a daily basis. I don't want you to think of them as being any bigger than they really are, and we know that that's a Saul Alinsky tactic. But in saying that, is it not interesting how they went after your gun rights and Bernie Sanders, who's a self-professed socialist Democrat. He's a communist, folks. Isn't it amazing how people are just cheering them on? But I also want you to keep in mind, folks, that that audience is bought and paid for. You do need to understand that. And again, a Saul Alinsky tactic is to cause the enemies to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Now, the whole process of what they're doing concerning the Democratic presidential, the debates, as they call them, was to push Hillary Clinton out in the front, and that's exactly what they did, because they want to exchange tyranny for another tyrant. And if you look at the present administration, you do need to keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama's administration is Bill Clinton's administration, tried and true in their crimes. You do need to understand that. So without saying too much, I want to get back to the debates concerning CNN. And isn't it interesting how well scripted those questions were asked? And wasn't it interesting how they just, at the tip of their tongue, every time Anderson Cooper had something to say or ask, isn't it interesting how they just had the answer and they just went on as if to say that they knew what was going to be asked? Of course, folks, they're scripted questions. The question is, how many people are stupid enough to believe the lies concerning the debates yesterday? That's what you have to ask yourself. Folks, again, they don't have the numbers, they don't have the support, and what are they trying to do? They're trying to legitimize the criminal Hillary Clinton along with her husband, and obviously you cannot take one from the other, because Hillary was Bill and is Bill Clinton's wife, and so in saying that, we can't separate the two. We got to keep in mind that, folks, there's a lot of dead people around that administration. It's also interesting yesterday to note that Bernie Sanders, when he would speak, it was interesting to note that they would actually put him up on a platform, considering that hundreds of thousands of Americans and their relatives fought, bled, and died fighting against the very ideologies that he promotes. Secondly, it's also interesting to note how they were trying to legitimize Hillary Clinton's candidacy for the president, avoiding all crimes. And did they talk about the crimes that she has committed? No. Folks, they're leading opposition because they want you to accept the crime. And that's exactly what's going on. And notice the unconstitutional questions that were consistently asked throughout the debate. And keep in mind, friends, the debate is nothing more than this, where you have the employee trying to usurp or overreach the employer. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about you. Because when you read the Declaration of Independence, first of all, we receive our rights from God, and those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to debate away which God gave us, and they're trying to usurp their authority by becoming the authority to step on their authority. The employee is trying to usurp and overreach concerning the employer. In America, forget it not, you are the employer, as long as you're ruled by God, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But interestingly enough, again, friends, going to the CNN debates, friends, nothing more but a script, nothing more but a facade, nothing more than a game being played out in the face of the people. And who's falling for it, folks? The American people? Well, question mark, big question mark. Are the American people falling for it? I think not, folks. Again, keep in mind, they're trying to legitimize a criminal administration and a criminal herself, Mrs. Hillary Clinton. And interestingly enough, how she would laugh and just play along with the crowd, and she was just so happy to be there. And she's talking about how she could keep America safer again. And keep in mind, these are the same people that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. And they don't want you to think about that. And they don't want you to think about Benghazi. And they don't want you to think about Chinagate and the adulterated relationships and the 147 people that are dead around their administration. And then she began to talk about her transparency concerning her 55,000 emails, friends. Folks, enough is enough. It really comes to this. Enough is enough. So, folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I got some stuff to tell you as to what's going on aside of the CNN debates. And, folks, again, keep in mind, they are debates. They're compromisers. And you know what compromise is, friends, where two people or more get along and they both agree on what they all know is wrong, or both know is wrong. And that's exactly what they're doing, folks. And do keep in mind, someone fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have today. And these people on that stage last night are the very ones that are responsible for putting them there. And America, I got to say this, you have to take responsibility, because for as long as this goes on, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with, and they're doing just that. But until you deal with those that commit the crimes, nothing's going to change in this country. You do need to understand that there's a right and a wrong. And it was also interesting to note how Bernie Sanders kept highlighting the fact of our democracy, our democracy, our democracy. Again, folks, keep in mind, we're an empire of law, said John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. We are not a democracy. We are not ruled by the voice or the majority of the people. We're ruled by law and law alone. So, speaking of democracy, he might want to read the Constitution of the United States of America and check out Article 4, Section 4, where it talks about our republic, our constitutional republic. So, where is he getting this democracy from, friends? It's called diversion. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to wedge division in this country to divide the American people. And folks, just keep in mind, they don't have the numbers, they don't have the support, and we also know, friends, for sure, as a fact, they don't have the support they want you to believe that they have. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you might allot me a couple minutes to expound concerning the Clintons again, it is important. I don't mean to give them attention in the sense of justifiable attention. I want you to understand their crimes. And I want you to lay to the candor of the state-controlled media as to why do they keep putting this individual up. Because, again, they want to exchange tyranny. They want to exchange one tyrant for another tyrant. They want their administration back. Now, let me give you a couple points here so you can understand. These are 10 scandals involving Hillary Clinton that some may have forgotten. For example, ChinaGate. This is where Bill Clinton was actually giving military secrets away to the Chinese. The Clinton-Gore campaign in 1996 took bribes from Chinese banks and their government to help their dwindling poll numbers. The Chinese embassy in D.C. helped Saipan funds into the DNC, Democratic National Convention. Secretary of Commerce Ron Brown, who was incidentally killed in a plane crash and at Hillary Clinton's instructions, reportedly sold seats on Department trade missions to China. The joint congressional hearings were canceled after Democrats threatened to bring up Republican campaign issues, and then Monica Lewinsky actually saved this scandal from media attention. So there again, the state-controlled media got in there and diverted people away from the treasonous crimes of the Clintons. But again, here we have CNN putting them up as if they're legitimate candidates. And of course, she's talking about her transparency. Folks, no, they mean to snuff out all opposition. That's why they are now attacking whistleblowers. And that's exactly what they're doing. Another scandal by the Clintons, a Travelgate scandal. Catherine Cornelius, a 25-year-old cousin of Bill, was allegedly promised the position of a director of the travel office. Hillary Clinton then indirectly fired 7 employees from the United States travel office and replaced them with associates from Arkansas. Records were either nowhere to be found or incorrectly filed. Sounds like the Rose Law Firm, does it not? My goodness, folks. Whitewater scandal. Hillary and her husband were partners in a shady real estate development firm called Whitewater Development Corp. in Arkansas. Accusations of impropriety against the Clintons and others soon surfaced regarding improper campaign contributions, political and financial favors, tax benefits, and the such. Clinton's friends and majority owners, James and Susan McDougal, were jailed for fraud. Clinton's successor, Governor Jim Tucker, was jailed for fraud, along with municipal judges David Hale and Eugene Fitzhaw, who worked with and for James McDougal. The Clintons walked away unscathed, having apparently done nothing wrong, folks. Interesting. Vince Foster Jr., mystery, questions cloud the suicide of Vince Foster, former colleague, friend, and the White House aide of Hillary, who had connections to Travelgate and the Whitewater scandals. And, folks, here's another one, Filegate scandal, cattle future miracle scandal, Lootergate scandal, a drug dealer donor scandal. We all know that Bill Clinton himself, friends, if you have not seen Clinton Chronicles yet, please take the time and watch it. I guarantee you'll watch the first 3 minutes. Online, you can find it. It's called Clinton Chronicles. And I guarantee you, friends, you're going to be pulled in throughout the duration of that film. We also know that in Mena, Arkansas, Bill Clinton was America's biggest drug dealer and drug trafficker. Drug dealer donor scandal was another scandal they were a part of. Ponzi scheme and political favor scandal they were busted in. And, of course, Benghazi and now her emails, friends. And don't forget about the 147 people that are mysteriously dead around their administration. And notice who they're allied with, friends, as well. They're allied with America's sworn enemies. And why could that be? But here again, we have the state-controlled media putting Hillary Clinton up as a legitimate presidential candidate. She has no business there. She has every, folks, she should be in jail. She should be in prison for the rest of her life at least. And folks, you need to understand again, the very definition of tyranny is when government can do what you can't. And I want you to keep in mind, I'm here to tell you, we're here to honor God. And we are called to be the light of the world, and we are to reprove darkness. And it's a commandment of God to keep his commandments and to bring forth judgment against evildoers. And keep in mind, again, friends, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. But for her to be on that stage yesterday, along with Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist, do keep in mind, folks, they do not have a right to break the law. And I also want you to keep in mind concerning your family members, folks, how many of them fought, bled, and in many cases died fighting against the very dangerous ideologies that they mean to promote. And it's anti-American, it's un-American, folks. It's not legit, but CNN means to put them up as being legit when in fact there is no legitimacy whatsoever. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. I have to highlight a couple articles, and we'll get over to here to close your eyes to reason. That's how you walk by faith. Who said that? Benjamin Franklin. Great quote, my friend, that's for sure. sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. 12 holistic doctors have now died within a little over 90 days. Here, let me highlight that just a little bit so you can understand what's going on here, okay? We have 12 holistic doctors that have now died within a little over 90 days. Why are these people dying off, folks? What is it that the pharmaceuticals don't want you to know? Natural remedies? Why are these people suspiciously dying? You have to wake up, America, and take heed to what's going on right in the face of 318 million people. Because it counters everything the pharmaceutical companies mean to sell. Nothing new under the sun. There really isn't. A strategy to take back America. Wake up, church. Amen. A suggestion to Christians after the Oregon shooting. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scholars call on the state and federal magistrates to ignore the Supreme Court concerning homosexual marriage. I agree. America, you should ignore any unlawful, unconstitutional decision because it's illegal. Therefore, null and void. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I do have to highlight this. Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media, posted this yesterday. And, folks, we were driving back from the Chicago area, and I was blown away concerning the atrocities of this Californian Muslim. A Californian Muslim has murdered his mother And following the murder, he cut her chest open, removed her heart, and then masturbated on her dead body. Let me say this again. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The United States Muslim murders his mother and then engages in some of the most depraved activity. Let me give you the details here, friends. He murdered his mother. They got into an argument. After they got into an argument, she allegedly pointed a gun at him. He went into the other room. He took a hammer, knocked the gun out of her hand, came back out with a tomahawk, began to bludgeon her to death. He then cuts her body open, takes out her heart, puts it back into her dead body, and then he begins to masturbate over his dead mother's body. This is the Muslims for you, folks. The peaceful sort, remember? You know, these peaceful folks that come over to America, and this is what they do? Folks, rightly said, Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Folks, these people need to be dealt with accordingly. And I'll tell you what, that was an honor killing. That was an honor killing, friends. And this needs to be spread from coast to coast in the United States of America as to what these people are capable of. You want to talk about heinous crimes? Here you have it. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. Again, wow. Wow. What do you say to something like that? A student suspended from public school for wearing a T-shirt that supports our military. Oh, I'll tell you what, friends, I know a whole lot of attorneys across the United States that would love to take that one out and see, but the American people, instead of actually dealing for it, justice is the guardian of liberty, they let the crime go. And what they'll do is they'll stand back and magnify the crime rather than magnifying the law against the crime. America, you deserve what you got coming for this stuff to get it passed by you. Because I'm telling you what, that's the kind of stuff happens in my backyard. I'm going to be the first one there to deal with the issues lawfully and taking it to the enemy. The other day I was on an interview with Eric Pratt, the director from Gun Owners of America, and I shared with him, I said, you know what, either we're going to deal with the enemy or they're going to deal with us. Either we're killing sin or sin's killing us, said a famous preacher named John Owens. And I gave him the analogy of Herb Brooks, the famous Olympic hockey coach out of Minnesota here in our backyard. He's since passed, but he got killed in a van accident on Highway 35, as a matter of fact. But interestingly enough, when that whole project was given to him, he went out and picked a hockey team, individuals. He picked the best players in the United States of America, most qualified players. And what he told those young people is he kept playing videos of the Russians who were unconquerable. They were undefeated. They're the world's best hockey players, hand down. The world's best hockey team in the world, no question about it, speaking of the Russians. And he told the young people, the USA hockey team in the 1980, he told them, if you want to beat the Russians, you're going to have to take their game and shove it right back down their throats. And that's exactly right, because I'll tell you what, friends, if you don't do it that way, they're going to do it to you. And that's exactly what they're attempting to do to you today, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. you get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, folks, right before the break, if you'd like to call in, last shout out, 1-866-582-9933. I'm in a mellow mood today, so if you feel safe or if that encourages you to give us a call, do so. 1-866-582-9933. I was just sharing with you that Herb Brooks told his young 1980 Olympic hockey team that if he wanted to beat the Russians, that they were going to have to take it to the Russians. They were going to have to take their game and shove it right back down their throat. Folks, you need to understand that it works that way for you, too. Common sense comes into play. And again, we've been talking about a lot of different topics, but folks, just seeing what's happening in our country today, isn't it interesting? One of the complaints of our forefathers concerning the tyrant King George, concerning the Declaration of Independence, was to fatigue the people into compliance. And isn't it interesting how when government wants to drop the hammer on something, isn't it interesting how injustice is taking its course rather swiftly? But when it comes to the American people actually dealing with, because we have a right to petition the government, folks, for redress of grievances, isn't it interesting how we're always fatigued into compliance by delay? Folks, justice delayed is injustice. But this is one of the tactics that they like to use. They like to just drag everything out, unless it, of course, concerns what they need to get done. See, they want to send the message real quick when they do something, and I'm talking about corruption in government, but when it comes to the righteous in this country, they want to delay them through a long process of injustice instead of rather than a quick trial that's promised to us, the people, concerning crimes in government. See, America, we need to take their game, and we need to shove it right back down their throats. In every sense, in every, folks, concerning every crime that we talk about on a daily basis. Because, again, the state-controlled media in the United States is there to highlight the crime because they mean to lead the opposition. They want to legitimize crime. They want you to get to the point where you just throw your hands up in the air and say, there's nothing we can do about it. When there's nothing that could be further than the truth. Because if that was the case, why is it that we still have the freedom to do the right thing? And again, it's not all over. We still have time to do it. So let's stand up and do it, my friends. I want to jump over to this topic because I have a very short amount of time left. And it was something that Benjamin Franklin rightly said. He said, listen, if you want to walk by faith, you're going to have to close your eyes to reason. And that's exactly right. And I want to tell you something. On a daily basis, I do that on the radio program. I do that in my life. Folks, sometimes momentarily, sometimes hourly, sometimes daily, I'm always in a battle. And I can sense the warfare constantly in my ministry. And if I'm to close my eyes to faith and walk by reason, I'll tell you what, nothing's going to be done. And I would be given the same message that everybody else has given to you. Nope, I have hope because Christ gave me hope. I've tied a knot and I'm hanging on. And I want to tell you what I'm hanging on to is I'm hanging on to the robe of my big brother, who's the captain of my salvation, him being Jesus the Christ. But how do you close your eyes to reason and walk by faith? How do you find time or how do you find hope in a time like this in America? Well, let me say this. When valor preys on reason, it eats the sword it fights with. Let me say that again. When valor preys on reason, it eats the sword it fights with. Reason is enemy to faith. As a matter of fact, the greatest enemy to faith is reason. I've noticed that in America, especially in these times, that America has gone from bravery, valor, courage, or valor, and courage, and, you know, the slogans like these colors don't run, to the best that conservatives have now, stating that they're coming for us, as if to say that there's nothing that 318 million armed people can do about a bunch of cowardly devils with swords in their hands. And criminals that are at hand. You know, Scripture tells us in Zechariah 4:6, it says, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. What happened to the land of the free because of the brave? Let me ask you again. What happened to the land of the free because of the brave? Folks, because I can show you news reports as to the things that we were just talking about a couple minutes ago, after news reports on a daily basis of news anchors preaching from fear and doubt to the masses who are foolish enough to believe their reasonable reports. And I said reason, again, which is enemy to faith. They're magnifying the strength of the enemy rather than magnifying the Almighty on the behalf of those that believe. Read Psalm 78. Folks, I love this. What is it that overcomes the world, America, even our faith? The faith of who? Christ. Galatians 2:21. So again, when valor preys on reason, it eats the sword that it fights with. Let me explain. Reason is faith's greatest enemy, as I have said. And when you walk by reason, you make faith obsolete. You know, oftentimes when we're talking about things, spiritual things with our children, which we do on a daily basis, you know, one of the things that you ask your children is, where's Jesus? And they'll say, he's in my heart. And then you ask them the question, well, how is that? And they'll kind of nod their head back and forth and say, I don't know. But then I'll ask them the question so they can understand. I'll say, can you see the air that you breathe? Because if you don't breathe oxygen, then guess what? Your body's going to die. And so it is. When we're overcoming, we know what spirit we're born of, and that being the Christ. Read 1 John when you get a moment. But now all of a sudden they begin to understand, wait a second, I'm not supposed to actually live this life by what I see in the natural or to live by reason. No, I'm to set my eyes on the author and the finisher of my faith, who gives me the faith to overcome, to receive those things. Hebrews 1, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And again, who gives us that Christ, that faith? The Christ does. And we always pray that we receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Amen. So, as Christians, we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. So the question I would ask you is, where's your faith? Mine is in God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The line of the tribe of Judah, the man of war. The God that said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. The God who said that he would show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him by his grace. 2 Chronicles 16:9. And greater works will we do than I did, because Jesus saying this, because I go to my Father. John 14:12. So I'm dependent upon the unseen, but by faith, the eyes of faith, I receive by faith the fruits that Jesus promised unto me by the faith that he's given unto me, to receive the fruit that he set my eyes upon. So, my friends, God the Father lays to your candor, who have believed our report? He asks the question. Because in answer he says, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Isaiah 53:1. And I can tell you, to those who respond in faith because they believe. And it's time for the American people to stand up and be counted regardless of circumstances we have in front of us. And I want to tell you something, friends. There are those things out there that sometimes just gnaw on me to no end. How people get... They had the opportunity to be on television. They had the opportunity to sit behind a microphone on a daily basis. And they push the fear of consequence. They push the fear of consequence. They push the fear of consequence. They breed fear. They breed oppression of man. They breed everything that is unspiritual. Christ did not give us. They breed fear. Well, the Bible tells us, countering that, we've not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And what these people love to do is they love to push the fear, because they know that the fear of consequence can make them a lot of money. Folks, the only fear I ever want to sell or push on this radio program is the truth, number one, buy the truth and sell it not. And number two is the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. And I've said this so many times, friends, but I want you to understand what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. And listen carefully. He said, those that fear the face of God, they don't fear the face of man. They don't fear consequence. The consequences of man. And I'm talking about wicked man. They don't fear consequence. They fear God. And he said, live radio, folks, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. But he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. And there are so many people in this country today that have the opportunity, and that's all they do is sell fear and oppression. Oh, the government's doing this, and the government's doing that, and the government's doing that. That's great. Thank you for telling us what the problem is. Now, what's the answer? What is your answer to the dilemma? Buy my products. Wait a second. Buy your products. What is your if everything is hopeless as you bring the information to us in such a fashion, there is no sense in even buying your products. See, but people don't think that far through. Folks, when we look in Scripture, it says, and I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that they can do no more. This is Jesus. And then he said in verse 5, Luke 12:5, he said, but I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. Throughout Scripture, I cannot find where we're to be afraid of man, where we're to be afraid of consequence. No, we are called to tread upon that. We are called to take authority over that, because we have been empowered over all the works of the enemy to conquer and to overcome the world by the faith in which he's given unto us. So how does this jive with 78% of America that profess their Christianity when they're afraid of consequence? They're afraid of what their government is doing. Well, what's God's answer? Don't be afraid of them. Go deal with them. See, but is that the answer, that those that sell fear and oppression of man and hopelessness, is that their answer? No, their answer is always buy my products. No, I'm telling you what to buy, friends. And I'm telling you to buy the truth and sell it not. Because there is an answer, and He's the one that gives you hope, and His name is Jesus Christ. And rest assured, when He empowers you, you're not afraid of what the enemy is doing or what he can do. Now the enemy's afraid of what you're doing, and that is brought into proper perspective. Amen.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Problem is, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we were just talking about, you know, faith and overcoming and how important it is for us today, folks. You know, that we walk by faith, not by reason, because we understand that reason is the greatest enemy to faith. And I want to tell you why there's not many that really have the real deal faith. It's because they don't understand the cross. It was George Mueller who rightly said, the only way to learn strong faith is to endure great trials. See, most people don't want to take the trials because rest assured that when the faith comes, so does the warfare come with it. And that's what people don't want, is they don't want the warfare to go along with it. And I love this because this is always the stopping point for so many professors. Because once the trial comes, it's like when Jesus said in John 6, oh, everybody loved him, everybody was following him, everybody was digging on the Lord, right? And then he turns around because he knew that there was goats and there were sheep, and he wanted to make the distinction by drawing the line or dropping the sword, and that's exactly what he did. He said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll in no wise have any inheritance with me. And many walked with him no more. Why? Because he laid the cross at their feet. This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Folks, talk what we will of faith, if we don't trust and rely upon God, we do not believe in God. And faith is a verb. It is an action word. And keep in mind, faith without works is dead. But if you have the real faith, guess what it does? It does the works. And I'll show you my faith by my works, said Paul in James 2. And what we need to do is we need to get back to the real Christ and meet Him on His terms. Someone just posted something this morning. And it talked about, you know, we'll meet God at the next point when we actually respond to what He asked us to do from, you know, previously. And it's like, wait a second, nowhere in Scripture do you see God asking anybody anything except to see their faith through the Christ. He gave commandments. And when I read Scripture, I understand that they're commandments. He knows best. And by the way, to respond to Him who knows best is real trust. And this is what, again, people don't want to do. They want to do it their way because they live by reason. And again, keep in mind, reason is the enemy of faith. Do you remember when John Adams, Stephanie, said that we're going to take a leap in the dark here? He was speaking of taking a leap of faith in the dark because he didn't understand what was going to be on the other side of what they just did after the drawing up of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. He knew that they were all laid for by the tyrant across the pond. And you want to talk about a faith walk? Our forefathers did just that every step of the way. Again, we walk by faith, not by sight. Charles Spurgeon said, faith is the silver thread upon which the pearls of the graces are to be hung. Break that, and you have broken the string. The pearls lie scattered on the ground. It's always found in Christ, where we derive the answers. And to give up faith in Christ is to give up faith in humanity. To believe in Christ is to believe in the redemption and final glorification of man. And this faith is the best inspiration to a holy and useful life for the good of our race to the glory and of the glory of God. So again, speaking of real faith, folks, we need to close our eyes to reason. Every single time I do an interview, I always answer because they always, almost every single time without fail, they will drive it into the ground. They'll blame Barack Hussein Obama. They'll blame corruption in government, which again, it's true. But the fact of the matter is we're only complaining about what we see in the mirror because we are the government. It's not the government aside of who we are. It's really the people that don't want to take responsibility and deal with the corruption in government. And I'll tell you why, because the people would have it so because they have corruption within themselves. True that. That's true. It's totally true. You know, isn't it interesting sometimes when you see kids at a grocery store acting like the biggest brat you've ever seen in your life, and the parent trying to appease the kid in his disobedience rather than to stop his disobedience? You know why the parent does that? Because it's inside the parent.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And that's the problem that we have in this country, friends. And again, what we need to do is we need to get back to real faith. And the way to do that is to get to the Christ because He's the only one that can give it. Now listen to this because I want you to understand how it comes. First, you got to go to Galatians 2:20 and says that we're crucified with Christ. That's the first thing He said. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Oh, okay, wait a second. So we got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's exactly right. Oh, wait a second. We're crucified through weakness. We live by the power of God. 2 Corinthians 13:4. That's exactly right. Going to Philippians 1, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Oh, yep, there it is again. John the Baptist said in John 3, he said, I must decrease, but He must increase. That's the part that people don't want. They want to shine above Christ, and it doesn't work that way. They want to feed the carnal man, which snuffs out the spiritual man, at least in their lives. And they mean to usurp the authority of God by walking by reason. And really, at length, friends, that's exactly what it comes down to. Either we're going to walk by faith or we're going to walk by reason. If you walk by reason, you better understand the end.
That's right. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's why we need the faith of the Son of God, as the Bible said, who loved us and gave Himself for us. And the Sons of Liberty, I feel like we walk by faith every single day of our lives because we always rely upon the Spirit of God to do that which we cannot do and for His grace. grace and strength to do everything that He has called us to do. And if you want to be a part of reaching out people to people across this nation, I believe that we mentioned we were just in Texas about 3 weeks or so ago. We are already scheduled to go back here in November because the response of the people was so overwhelming and they were so encouraged and they wanted this message again that we're already going back. This is the kind of response that people have to the truth, to the Spirit of God, to saying it like it is with no compromise. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is about.
They want to see Christianity in motion.
They're tired
of the lip service. I want to add one more thing. It tells us in 1 Timothy 1:18, it says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy. This is Paul writing to Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. And it goes on in verse 19. It says, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck.
That's right.
So real faith you have to hold on to as you ask the Lord to actually bring forth the end of your faith, even the salvation, liberation of your soul.
That's right. I like the analogy that you use. When you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on, because we have to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. Sometimes we cannot see. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight, but we have to trust in the Lord, going back to Proverbs. But I want to say, for those of you who really want to be a part of reaching out to this next generation, to reaching out to people across America, not just through the radio airwaves, but literally in person through events across America, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And for our new listeners and our new affiliates out there, what that means is every month you faithfully support the Sons of Liberty what you can. There's no amount too great and there's no amount too small. In fact, you get to pick your own level of membership by clicking on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And we just want to say thank you to those who have responded to the call, to those who have listened to the radio program and said, listen, you know, I get fed every single day when I listen to the Sons of Liberty. I feel like I'm going to church. I'm being convicted. I'm being inspired. I want to go out and do the same thing. And that's what we want to do, is create disciples of Christ who are literally going out and spreading this message in their own communities. And one way you can be a part of that is by financially supporting this ministry. Again, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And perhaps if you can only do a one-time donation, there is a donation button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations Gratefully Received. You can do that as well. I also want to bring your attention to all of our wonderful products. In fact, our My War documentary series is continuously airing on Dove Television. But the documentary series, what I love about it is it's a five-part documentary series. It's about 7 hours long. Once you have it, you always have it. You can show it to your family members, to your tea party, to your church, to your school, to your university. Get this word out there. You say, well, I don't know what to say, and I'm so shy and timid. Well, then, you know what? Pop in a DVD, bring over some friends, and you don't have to say a thing. I guarantee you it'll do the work on its own for itself.
And these are probably the same people that go to the football game without a shirt on, and half their body's painted purple and their other half is painted yellow.
That's right.
And this is how shy they are about actually standing up for what they believe in.
Yeah, the point is there's no excuse. For people who say, oh, I'm this, that, and the other, it's like, you know what? You can do this. You've got a mouth that the Lord gave you to speak. You've got feet the Lord gave you to walk to your neighbor's house. You've got hands that the Lord gave you to pass out gospel tracts. There is no excuse, especially in this day and age, to be doing absolutely nothing. But please do check out. We've got CDs, DVDs, comic books, documentary series, T-shirts, so many great products available. So please check those out in our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. First down 318. We will talk to you in 23, folks. Remember, deeds, not words. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
Know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out NutriGold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. NutriGold Fish Oil oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. 1496.